The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With Nissan Subscribe and Drive. No deposit, no compromise, no fuss. Find out more at nissan.ie.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have started a podcast series on Spotify. It's called Archwell Audio. Their first podcast featured some well-known voices sharing what they had learned in 2020. And the couple said they wanted to offer a little bit of hope to people. Take a listen how they ended that very first episode.
And from us, I will say, no matter what life throws at you guys, trust us when we say love wins.
Love always wins.
So true. Thank you to all of our guests. And with that, we have something we wanted to share with you too.
Not a toast per se, but a song, which is about shining a light, and a song that means so much to us.
This little light of mine played at the very end of our wedding while we were walking down the steps of the church. It was the music that we wanted playing when we started our lives together. Because as we all know, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that.
The message of this song is one we hold so dearly. It's about using the power we each have within us to make this world a better place.
This little light of mine,
this little light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
I'm just disappointed they didn't go with something by the Saw Doctors, but there you go. That is how they ended their very first podcast. It comes today is 1 year since Megxit, when they decided officially to step back from royal duties. Well, Jenny Bond is the former BBC royal correspondent who joins me now. Jenny, it's good to speak to you again. For those of us who don't remember the details, can you remind us of the sequence of events, how they got to the point that they pulled back from the brink?
Well, a year ago, I mean, they were pretty unhappy with their royal life, and rumours were swirling around that, the marriage could break down or they might step back from royal duties. But no one expected the announcement that they said they were stepping down entirely from being senior royals in order to pursue an independent stream of wealth. Basically, they wanted to be able to go out and earn their own money and be totally independent of the royal family, whilst they hoped keeping a foot in royalty so that Harry could keep on his military appointments and things. They were summoned by the Queen, and she said, no way can you do this, it's one or the other, basically. And so they hot-footed it out of this country and are now settled in California.
Was the Queen annoyed? I know you weren't a fly on the wall, but if you had been, what would you imagine was the tone of that meeting?
I think actually she was very empathetic towards them. She loves Harry, and she's seen Harry through, you know, the terrible adolescent turmoil he had when his mother was killed, and his parents, you know, were so unhappily married. So she's been very close to Harry, and I think obviously she saw his side of it, saw he was unhappy in his life, and really and truly hoped that he could find a path to happiness. And if that entailed stepping down from the royal family and going to live somewhere else, then so be it. I mean, with Harry, she is a grandmother foremost rather than a monarch.
You would have contacts in this world. Like, what was it about royal life and all the duty and that went with it that Harry was so reluctant to get involved with on a full-time basis, you know, from here on into eternity?
Well, I think it was a festering hatred, isn't too strong a word, of the media and the press. Harry never forgave, and why should he, the media for pursuing his mother in what he believed to be an utterly aggressive fashion. I mean, in summary, he has always blamed the press, the paparazzi, for the death of his mother. And that's a hurt that understandably goes very, very deep. And when he saw what he thought was the same thing happening to his wife, a lot of criticism of Meghan, he just wasn't going to stand for it. And I think that was really what the straw that broke the camel's back. And he'd been uncomfortable in his royal life anyway. He wasn't sure that's what he wanted to do. And Meghan, I think, was the catalyst who said, well, come on then. Yeah, no, there is more to life than this. I think she said something about it's not enough just to be happy, you have to thrive. And she saw that her husband was not thriving. And so she persuaded him to leave.
What have they been up to since? I mentioned we took a little listen to the podcast there. It might not be everyone's cup of tea, but there you go. Well, what else have they been doing? What projects have they been working on?
Yeah, well, you see, I always wondered, you know, they want to have their own independent income. Fine, I can understand that. But why do they need quite so much money? What they've been doing is striking multi-million pound deals, one with Netflix, which rumoured to be up to worth up to 100 million. Another now with Spotify, maybe another 30 million. The podcasts go out. Meghan has invested in a vegan, it's all very, very Californian, vegan coffee company, along, I think, with Oprah Winfrey. They're surrounded by celebrity friends, Oprah, and they know Michelle Obama, lots of actors and actresses, many of whom featured in that podcast.
It's not the wealth and privilege that they were averse to.
I know. I mean, I don't understand why anybody needs all that money. I mean, both were wealthy in their own right. I don't think they need to do this. What are they going to do with the money? My question has always been for the past year, okay, you're going to make bucket loads of money. What are you going to do with it? You're going to put it to good use. And I hope they do. And I think they have already given a great deal to causes in Africa, which are very dear to their hearts, the poverty in Africa. And maybe they'll go on doing that, giving the money to good causes. Or are they just going to live this celebrity life? They've gone awfully sort of, I don't mean to sound disparaging, but sort of psychobabble California to my mind. You know, it's all about love, it's all about lightness and darkness. The sort of language I don't completely understand.
Was that your impression of Harry there?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, it doesn't really sound like Harry. It sounds like, when Harry speaks now, it sounds to me that Meghan's thoughts and her voice are coming out of Harry's mouth.
He sounds like someone in a hostage video, Jenny. That's what he sounds when he's reading that out. Oh, it's all about love.
Yes. I don't know. I hope the boy is, or the man, he's a man. I hope he's happy. He deserves to be happy. But I am baffled by, if you want privacy and you want a quiet life, which they had in Canada when they went. Nobody knew where they were or what they were doing. And now they're in the biggest celebrity city in the world, aren't they?
Yeah. Is there any possibility that he would be welcomed back into the fold, or that there might be some role for him in the future with the royal family? Like, I know the Queen ruled out this half in, half out. I guess you can't be a little bit pregnant. But could you see him at events in the future?
Well, I mean, it's a very important year coming up. They are due to have a review of their situation with the Queen in March, but that's not going to happen because of COVID, I don't think, at least not face-to-face. But they are meant to be sitting down with the Queen, however they do it, virtually, or and talking about, is this working or is this not? Do you want to continue? And there is talk that if they want to continue, should they actually have the HRH title, if they are set upon divorcing themselves from the royal family. But it's an important year.
So,
I mean,
they have that title at the moment, do they?
They do, yes. They're still HRH, though they've been asked not to use it, really, certainly not for their commercial enterprises. I mean, they wanted to have this brand called Sussex Royal, but they were told, no, you can't have that. So their brand, which they're very busy building at the moment, is Archwell, which is partly to do with the name of their son, Archie, and has some mystic Greek meaning or something other than that. But it is an important year coming up. He's got the Invictus Games, which he's still involved in. They're meant to be taking place in May at The Hague. He'd want to be there. More importantly, the Queen is going to be 95, so his granny is going to be 95. His grandpa is going to be 100 in June. And also, there's the unveiling of a statue for his mother, for Diana, who would have been 60 on July the 1st. And he and William have been involved in the design of a statue,
yeah,
which is, they are meant to be helping to unveil on July the 1st. Whether he'll be here for any of that, I have no idea.
What's the relationship like with William? There was a kind of a narrative after he left that it was frosty.
It certainly, yes, it went through a very bad period. The honest answer is I don't know how good it is now, but people say, people around them say that it's got slightly better now, and they do talk. I mean,
right,
they're at a great distance, but I don't think it's quite as frosty as it was.
You heard the clip we played there. Do you think you listened to any of that podcast?
Oh, William, I wonder. I think if he...
Do you think you... Will you, I was going
to
ask. Will you listen to that?
Oh, I've listened to it, yes. I've listened to it, yes. But it seemed to be... I will start listening to it when it comes out regularly. I mean, this first one just was a parade of celebrities talking about their, you know, the year they just had. I wasn't really interested, quite frankly. I was expecting something better. But I don't know what the content's going to be of the future ones. But yes, of course, I mean, part of my job is to listen to everything they do.
All right, OK. Listen, Jenny, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you again, as always. Jenny Bond, former BBC Royal Correspondent. Lots of people getting in touch with 53106. Not a lot of fans out there, certainly by the sounds of it, of the Harry and Meghan podcast, listening to The Hard Shoulder.